Blackstone presents Beethoven by Romain Rolland. Translated by B. Constance Hull. This book is read by Dennis Daly. Preface. I want to prove that whoever acts rightly and nobly can by that alone bear misfortune. Beethoven. To the Municipality of Vienna, February 1st, 1819. The air is heavy around us. The world is stifled by a thick and vitiated atmosphere, an undignified materialism which weighs on the mind and heart, hindering the work of governments and individuals alike. We are being suffocated. Let us throw open the windows that God's free air may come in, and that we may breathe the breath of heroes. Life is stern. It is a daily battle for those not content with an unattractive mediocrity of soul. And a sad battle it is, too, for many, a combat without grandeur, without happiness, fought in solitude and silence. Weighed down by poverty and domestic cares, by excessive and senseless tasks which waste the strength to no purpose, without a gleam of hope, many souls are separated from each other without even the consolation of holding out a hand to their brothers in misfortune, who ignore them and are ignored by them. They are forced to rely on themselves alone, and there are moments when even the strongest give way under their burden of trouble. They call out for a friend. Let them then gather round themselves the heroic friends of the past, the great souls who suffered for the good of universal humanity. The lives of great men are not written for the proud or for the ambitious. They are dedicated, rather, to the unhappy. And who, really, is not? To those who suffer, we offer the balm of their sacred sufferings. No one is alone in the fight. The darkness of the world is made clear by the guiding light of the souls of the heroes. I do not give the name hero to those who have triumphed by infinite thought or by sheer physical strength, but only to those made great by goodness of heart. Beethoven wrote, "I recognize no sign of superiority in mankind other than goodness. Where the character is not great, there is no great man. There is not even a great artist, nor a great man of action. There are only idols unearthed for the cheap and short-lived applause of the multitude. Time will..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?